Washington's marijuana industry is reacting to big changes in how federal drug laws are enforced. It will now be easier for prosecutors to go after marijuana cases, and that creates more uncertainty for businesses. KUAW's Anna Boyko-Wyrock has more.
On a busy stretch of Rainier Avenue South in Seattle, next to a taco truck, a dry cleaner's, and a gas station, is the Green Door. A large roadside sign touts it as Seattle's favorite cannabis shop. Inside is tense.
Very nerve-wracking.
Mark Larson is a manager. He heard about the policy changes on his drive into work on Thursday. Behind the counter, they've been talking a lot about it and what would happen if the feds came after them. Larson says the shop has 12 employees.
And we have thousands of customers that come in every day. So, you know, they would have to be redirected probably back to the black market.
Of course, even though marijuana is legal in Washington state, it is and has been illegal under federal law. Under the Obama administration, prosecutors were told to focus their enforcement efforts on the most egregious drug offenses, like selling to minors, supporting gangs, or cultivating pot on public land. That policy is called the Cole Memo.
For us, we had no fear under the Cole Memo because we weren't doing anything else that would, you know, raise any alarms. But now, taking that away, now it's just the act of trafficking or selling marijuana puts us on the radar.
On Thursday, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded the Cole Memo. His office said the changes were meant to reduce violent crime and, quote, return to the rule of law. Soon after, the federal prosecutor for Western Washington said she will continue to focus enforcement on the biggest threats to safety. Reaction from state political leaders was also swift. Washington's governor, attorney general, and senators made statements supporting the legal marijuana marketplace here. And Seattle leaders reassured the public police won't go after medical marijuana patients or recreational customers. At a press conference Thursday, interim police chief Carmen Best stood nodding behind Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin and city attorney Pete Holmes as they expressed defiance against the Trump administration. Holmes reached into the inside pocket of his jacket and pulled out a small blue booklet.
And once again, we have to wonder if they have a copy of this Constitution with them.
The U.S. Constitution. Holmes says the new Department of Justice policy violates Washington state sovereignty. Durkin was the federal prosecutor for Western Washington for 5 years. She says she doesn't think federal authorities have the resources for tough action.
I don't think that there is the ability to do the enforcement they want. And I agree with my attorney. I'm going to let him do the lawyering. But I don't think they have the legal authority to do it either.
Some people in the cannabis industry are still worried. Eric Gaston is with the Evergreen Market, a chain of retail stores. He says he fears the new policy could affect whether marijuana businesses are able to access bank loans in the future.
So it puts a real brake on the ability of our industry to grow. It puts a brake on us as entrepreneurs to expand our businesses when we don't have access to lending.
Near Spokane, Crystal Oliver co-founded a pot farm called Washington's Finest Cannabis.
We've got an old retired dairy farm on the property. We've got a grain silo and a little red farmhouse.
And an 8-foot fence around the crops. Oliver says her biggest fear was whether her credit union would keep serving the farm. She was relieved when she found out they would.
I certainly don't want to transition to an all-cash operation. It would just be a mess.
Oliver says there's a lot of money at stake for the whole state.
Well, they're collecting an awful lot of fees from us and an awful lot of taxes from us. The state is making more off the industry than the actual stakeholders who are, you know, participating in it.
More than $1 billion of pot was sold last year in Washington, and that netted the state more than $300 million in excise taxes. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.
Meanwhile, Governor Jay Inslee and our state attorney general say they are committed to protecting Washington's marijuana law.